Publishing. John Esplin, Wipeout Music. John Esplin founded Northeast-based publishing company Wipeout Music in 1996. Here he gives some insight into the role of a publisher and how artists can make the most out of working with them. www.wipeoutmusic.com. Tell us about Wipeout Music. I founded Wipeout Music initially as a spin-off to a record label I managed, which brought bands over from the USA to tour, so getting any publishing income to help fund them was seen as crucial. But there seemed to be a shortage of indie publishers, and none were local, so that was the inspiration to start the company. Currently, Wipeout Music has a highly successful roster of new and emerging talents, like Billy No Mates, Pigs, 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 John, Penis and Avalanche Party, alongside established and acclaimed acts such as Sleaford Mods, Jar Wobble, Stone Foundation and Emily Portman. What's the role of a publisher? A music publisher's job is to control and exploit composer and authorship copyrights, proactively promoting the copyrights and collecting and administering those revenue streams. We promote the catalogue to our network of music supervisors and help build the artists' careers by trying to help them acquire the right team, by finding them managers, record labels, agents, etc. to work with, advising on their careers and investing financially in them. How can a band get a publisher? Three ways. Directly approaching a publisher. If you've had some success and a good story, that'll help. Have a representative make the approach. It's always more tempting for publishers to be working with music professionals like managers, label and agents, or a direct approach from the publisher. If you're good enough, you'll become apparent. What does sync mean and what does it entail? Sync is short for synchronization, and in the music world means the act of putting a piece of audio to a motion picture, whether that's in film, TV, advertisements, video games, or an online usage. Many labels and music publishing outfits now dedicate staff to seeking out sync placements for their artists. One of the main ways sync teams do this is by creating good relationships with music supervisors who look after the music for a production. Keeping in close contact and regularly supplying music to these industry professionals is a must. However, there are many ways to achieve syncs. Different services offer different opportunities for sync. For example, there are companies that specialise in achieving placements on YouTube, live sports performances, TV, and more. Sometimes you can just get lucky. By having your music publicly available, someone might just hear it and have a use for it. What do you look for when it comes to working with artists? We like artists that bring something new to the catalogue and those that have some originality about them. An important work ethic is vital. We invest our time and money into artists, and to be able to do that, we need to know that any artist we sign is going to be working hard as well in order to achieve success. We look for artists who engage their audience on social media, play as many gigs as they can, and are hungry to take their careers to the next level. The biggest turn-off is artists that can't get the basics right. If they can't be bothered to master those, we consider them a lost cause. What sort of deal could a band expect to be offered by a publisher? This very much depends on the situation. Initially, a publisher will typically invest only time into the artist. Once their career builds, the publisher will then invest a sum that they believe will further the artist's career and can be recouped from their earnings. Of course, it also depends on the size of the publisher. Major publishers take risks on smaller artists and advance them if they see potential in them in a way that smaller publishers couldn't afford. Most artists would love a big advance and the chance to sign to a major, but it doesn't happen that often. Advances and other factors can also determine the percentage split a publisher offers an artist. If an advance is given, it's likely the publisher will want a higher percentage of revenue and a longer duration so they can recoup that advance. When an advance is recouped, the percentage a publisher takes is sometimes reduced. The basic premise is, the more you want to take, the more you have to give in return. From a band's perspective, what would be the pros and cons of working with a publisher? Helpful advice on copyrights, licenses and how to market your music, a higher budget to produce music, getting your music to influential industry professionals, advice on where your career should be heading, including getting a record label, radio plugger, gig promoter, etc. However, there are some things you should look out for. If you're given an advance, spend it wisely. You'll receive less revenue until your advance is recouped. If you sign to a big publisher and you don't excel, you'll be a big fish in a small pond. These big money deals with big publishers often have long terms and can sometimes include exclusivity clauses, meaning you're stuck in an agreement for a long time. But they'll not be interested in you, and you'll be trapped. Make sure any deal you sign is right for you and don't run before you can walk. Always get advice on any publishing contract. If a band has a publisher, are they more likely to get a record deal? Yes. A label will be keen to know that someone is actively working the catalogue and creating opportunities for artist exposure and increased revenues. The better the infrastructure, the more attractive to other industry professionals the artist is. These include publisher, record label, manager, radio plugger, agent, press agent, manager, etc.